Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle. And tonight, we're going to talk about how to find clients as a freelance writer with our special guest who will be sharing the top three copywriting tips for freelancers. But before that, we will be right back. Okay, before I will let Sis Belle talk, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as our special guest, Neri. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, again, our topic for tonight is how to find clients as freelance writer, the top three copywriting tips for freelancers. Okay, Sis Belle, it's your turn to talk.
Yes, hello, good evening, brothers and sisters. So, again, this is Connie and Belle. We go live every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. same time, but we do two different things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to start the week right by joining us in our praise and worship session every Monday at 8 p.m. And then Thursdays, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to become a virtual assistant or is wanting to learn more about online freelancing, do catch us live every Thursday. And also, we sometimes have guests. Like for tonight, we have a special guest for tonight. So I'll segue to introducing our special guest for tonight.
Before you start with that, we'd like to apologize because we canceled two live sessions lately, the one with Monday, the live praise and worship, and the one last week on Thursday. Thursday is both sessions are because of, aside from the internet connection, I lost my voice last Thursday, so I cannot really talk. So I am still adjusting, if you can notice. So we'd like to apologize, but we're very consistent when it comes to uploading or going live. It just so happens that we lost the internet connection. It's not consistent. We have data, but it's not enough to do a live session. So we apologize about that, and I hope that my voice will be okay so that we can do the live praise and worship on Monday. But before Sis Belle introduces our special guest, of course, if you want to have your own copy and start your virtual assistant, go ahead and visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy available on hard copy here in the Philippines. This one is what you will get. For those who are in Amazon, if you want the print copy, this is the one you will get. But it's also available on ebook, audiobook, and Kindle there. So visit conniezabala.com.
And forward by,
of course, our latest mentor, John Pagulayan. Anyway, you can visit Facebooks if you want the print copy here in the Philippines. There. Okay. Wow. Enough talking because I might lose my voice again.
Local and international, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so let's not keep them waiting. To introduce our special guest for tonight. She is the CEO of Neri Marcos Digital, a direct response copywriting agency for course creators and industry experts. She specializes in course launches and has been working with international clients in the US, UK, Australia, Belgium, and Iran since 2018. Wow. She's also a copywriting coach for aspiring Filipino copywriters and one of the tribe coaches of the Freelance Movement Tribe, a premium freelancing community in the Philippines. She's also a certified public speaker in the areas of leadership, motivation, inspiration, personal growth, and self-development. So without further ado, here's Miss Neri Marcos.
Ooh, clap, clap, clap.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Yay. Oops, sorry.
Thank you for saying yes.
Yes, thank you for saying yes. So, of course, someone is commenting and supporting Neri. Hello, coach. Hi, Coach Neri from Cheska Opeña. Good evening.
Hello, Cheska.
Thank you for saying yes to our invitation. Can you share with us your short story? I think we have the same first mentor, if I remember.
Yeah. You're right. We have the same mentor. So, okay. So my story when I start, how I started freelancing, right? Okay. So way back 2010, so I become a mom to my son. So I was an accountant back then, and I was happy that I became a mom that time. But then there's this responsibility of providing for that kid, right? And my salary during that time was not enough to cover the expenses like the milk, diapers, vaccination, monthly checkup, and all. So I turned online. I searched for how to work from home, and I stumbled upon a mentor, Jomar Hilario, which was the same mentor as yours. So I enrolled in his course, the VA course back then. But then before that, I know in my heart that it was the right opportunity for me. But my finances was not agreeing at that time. So I waited. So I waited for a few months. I tried to save up some money, even though it's around, I think, 3,500 pesos during that time. So that's how broke I was. That I didn't have 3,500 as a savings for in my pocket. So then one time, my boss gave us a surprise bonus. So we didn't expect that he will be giving us a bonus. It was 5,000 pesos, I think. So I grabbed that opportunity. So I have 5,000. So I enrolled in the course. I have 1,500 left. So, and the rest is history. So I become a VA after a few months, I think around October. I got the course, I think, 2011, January 1, 2011. And I think 10 months, October, I landed my first VA job. So it's part-time. There's a lot of dilly-dallying because, you know, you have a full-time job and then you have a son to take care of. So there's a lot on my plate that time. But then I really tried to make it work because I believe in my heart that it's God's way of telling me that you're in the right path and you should try that. And that will be the solution to your problem. And it was. So, yeah. And then after that, I enrolled in another course of Serge Omar. It's about tech and automation. I forgot the exact name of the course. But in there, he introduced to me copywriting in one of the trainings of the webinars that he did back then. And I got fascinated with it. Like, I really like writing even way back when I was in high school. So when that was introduced to me, it ignited again the passion for me to write. So that's why after that training, I enrolled in other copywriting courses. And yeah, and I think it's 2018 that I started to get copywriting clients for my freelance career. I consider that freelancing as a career back then. It's only like around 2019 that I totally embraced that this is a business. This is not just a career. This is not a job. This is a business that you need to build. Yeah. So yeah, so that's basically how I landed as a copywriter.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I think a lot of freelancers go through that, you know, that shift in mindset that this is a business. But I want to backtrack a bit. So you mentioned that you had your course from Jomar in January, and then you had your first client October, right?
October. Mm-hmm.
So, I think a lot of people are interested to know. So was it like you already left your corporate job or you're doing it in parallel at the time?
Yeah, I do freelancing part-time during that time because the contract that I got is part-time. So I didn't resign immediately because I'm a type of person that I need to be 100% sure before I decide into something. Like, I need to know the pros and cons first and yes, what I need to be like 50, almost 90% sure that I'm safe with my decision. So that's how I think, that's how I approach things. So I said to myself, so I got after the first, well, it's a part-time, then I got another opportunity as a bookkeeping assistant for Australian company. So after I got that, it started as a part-time. But then I talked to the client. I told the client, if you're going to hire me full time, let me know ahead of time so I can resign to my current job, because I'm still working full time. But since we are like testing the waters during that time, so he didn't give me that assurance yet. He said that, okay, let's test you for like a few months, and that if things go well, then we can talk about that. So we did like, I think, 2 months, and then he said on one of our meetings that, Neri, resign on February because I will be hiring you full time for the wow. business. So
wow.
So that's it. So that's how I shifted to full time freelancing.
So your number one value is certainty.
Yes.
You have to be certain.
Stability. Yeah. I have to be certain before I jump.
Nice.
I think many Filipinos can relate to that, especially those who have full-time jobs. But before we continue, let's check the comments. So Mary Grace Bartolo said, let's go Coach Neri, woot woot. And Emily Bumata says, hi Coach Neri. And the Happy Penguin says, hello there. Good evening to our viewers and of course supporters of our special guest for tonight. There, that's amazing. So for our viewers, again, you don't need to do this full time. You can, you know, emulate our guests to test and see.
Test the waters.
Yes. So no need to, well, if you've been like retrenched or fired, terminated. Mm-hmm. Yes, then you can do that because that's what happened to me. But if you have the choice, then you can do it part-time. You can start part-time.
Yes.
There. Okay, so what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages when it comes to running your freelance business?
Okay. When it comes to advantages, for me, it's the flexibility and the independence. Flexibility, like I can work whatever time I want. I don't have like a strict schedule with the client as to the time that I need to work or the time that I need to communicate with them and all that. And then I have total control of my schedule. I don't need to ask permission to a boss for me to have a leave or for me to go out or whatever, because I manage the business. I am the boss in essence, right? Because we are the owners of our business. So I have that work-life balance in a sense. Well, there's not actually work-life balance, but manageable work-life balance, or manageable work and life aspect. So it's not like there's balance. It's more of like the priority that you want to set to a certain aspect of your life. Another advantage is the unlimited earning potential. Like you can set the rate that you want to charge to your clients. There's no like standard or like benchmark that you need to charge, as long as, because our service is not where it's not in relation to the number of hours we work. We are in the our barometer or measuring stick is just as long as we deliver the work and the result that we deliver to them are good enough for them to be happy and achieve the goal of the business, then by all means, that's all good for them. And then another thing is you can work with a diverse range of clients. So you can work with course creators, you can work with doctors, you can work with roofing contractors, you can work with those kinds of businesses in the US, in the UK, even in the Philippines. And you're not constrained by the boundaries that you set. Your imagination is the limit. So we have a lot of opportunities that we can get as long as we're willing to learn and we're willing to take on opportunities that we think will help us grow and develop as a person and as a freelance business owner. On the other hand, the disadvantages of being a freelancer is there's a possibility that you will lose clients along the way, because there are things that we cannot control, that we're out of control of, like their decision to end the contract just like that. Like they can drop the contract that you have on the table, well, just like that. Clients can say to you, Neri, I want to end the contract, and this is my 30-day notice. So in 30 days, you don't have that client anymore. And then another disadvantage is you are your self-motivator. You don't have other people or a boss who will motivate you to do your job, to make your job better or to fulfill whatever you need to do, because you are the owner, you are the CEO of your business. So, because sometimes things get overwhelming, right? And you don't have the bandwidth to really do all the things that you need to do. And that is the downside of being a freelancer, because as a freelance business owner, you have to do a lot of things. You have to deliver the service that you promise. You have to find clients. You have to market yourself. You have to manage your finances. You have to file your taxes. You have to do all those things, aside from if you're a mother, if you're a son or daughter to your parents, or whatever responsibility that you have aside from freelancing, then it gets overwhelming. And yeah, so those are the disadvantages, but those disadvantages can be remedied or are solved, because like for the uncertainty, well, you just need to, you know, find more clients to serve so that you will not worry about losing another one, because it's easy for you to just get another client as long as you have the prospecting system in place and you're all covered in that client getting aspect. And then the motivation, well, you need to instill the discipline to really do the work, because no one will work on your business except you, as hard as you, more than yourself. So yeah, so those are the advantages and disadvantages of being a freelancer.
Yes. And if you can actually resolve the disadvantages, there are no actually disadvantages.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's read the comments again before the next question. The Happy Penguin says, this is JJ, by the way, from TCF. What is TCF? Ito ang aking YouTube.
It's
pen name.
Copywriting Fellowship. It's the copywriting community wherein I am also one of the coaches.
Ooh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Of course, to Justin, thank you, Neri, for sharing with us. It's always nice to hear how others started out and their past experiences. Okay. There is a question here from Emily. What do you do, coach, when you're overwhelmed? Nice question.
Oh, that's a good question. When I'm overwhelmed, I stop what I'm doing. Like, I do nothing. I move away from what I'm currently doing and just do nothing. I usually, when I'm overwhelmed, I prepare a coffee. Like, out of my computer, I brew my coffee, and then I sat on the kitchen. So I just drink and think. So I deviate from my home office. I usually just move away from that. And then after a few minutes, things will feel less overwhelmed. And then I go back and then prioritize what I need to do. Like which of the things that's on my list needs to be completed, and it's important. So urgent and important, and then important but not urgent, not important but urgent. So that's the order of the task of how I approach the task that I'll be working on.
Can you repeat that? I think that's four, right? Urgent and important, and yeah. Then I think
urgent
that's four corners.
Yeah. Important but not urgent. Mm-hmm. Urgent but not important. Not important but not urgent.
Okay. So take note of those.
Mm-hmm. The four quadrants.
Yes. Thank you for the question. I do have a follow-up question. Do you have, since you've been like in the freelancing for years now, and know that you are also coaching to aspiring freelancers and to copywriters, do you have any books or other resources you can recommend when it comes to freelancing, not just in copywriting, either way?
For resources, for books, freelancing, I don't have like a particular book that I can think of right now when it comes to freelancing, aside from Sir Jomar's Virtual Careers book and your book in freelancing. But with courses, there are other courses that I can recommend. Like, aside from the Freelance Movement Tribe program, well, if you want to pursue like copywriting, I can definitely suggest my mentor's program, which is the Copywriting Fellowship, which was mentioned earlier, because that is one of the courses that has helped me improve as a copywriter and really become the copywriter that I am now, because it all encompasses the foundation that you need in order for you to become a better copywriter.
We will talk more about that later. I believe we will allow Neri to promote any program that she has. Meanwhile, if you still have questions to her, feel free to share in the comments. So since this is Freelancing with Faith, let's gear towards the faith this time. So do you have any favorite Bible verses that inspire you or remind you when you feel down sometimes?
Yeah, I actually have one. I didn't memorize it, but I jotted down. So Proverbs chapter 3:5-6. So it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So yeah, so that's my favorite verse, because it kind of gives us hope. Like for me, it kind of gave me hope that even things get tough sometimes, I know for a fact that my challenges will be solved, because I know that the Lord will give me that, what I need to solve that challenges. And he will make sure that I will go to the path that is best for me. So, because sometimes we think that when we didn't get the things that we want, we thought that God is not giving us what we want. But the thing is, it's really not that way. It's actually redirecting us to the best path that the God created for us. And we will not realize it until we are in that situation, or we are in that destination that God has planned us to where we want to be. So, yeah, so that's why that is what I love about that verse, because it gives that sense of hope and assurance that whatever happens, things will be all right.
Yes, and that's my wallpaper, by the way.
I love to share. I love to touch on that because earlier you mentioned that I highlighted that certainty is one of your top values, right? You have to be certain on things. And then now you're sharing that trusting and surrendering everything to God. It's like, you know, I'm sure because I, being a control freak myself, I can somehow relate, you know. Sometimes I ask, Lord, is this where you're leading me to? You know, things like that. So I just that's an interesting cross between those two values, right? The trusting part and then the I have to be certain on this part.
Well, yes. In making decision, I always ask, Lord, is this really what you want, or is this a redirection? And then I just let it be. Even though I take into consideration a lot of things before deciding, I still have that gut feeling that, okay, things will go right, or things will be fine as long as I trusted him with whatever outcome it will be. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. So, for our viewers, it's trusting the Lord doesn't mean we don't have to do anything, but rather we do our part and leave the rest to God. Because, again, we are finite and God is infinite. So, God can do past the things that we already did. So, there. Mm-hmm. What is, before we continue with the main topic for tonight, what is your biggest blessing since you started in freelancing?
For me, the biggest blessing that freelancing brought me is the opportunity, the freedom for me to have time with my family, like whenever, wherever I want. Like, the freedom to see my kids, to see them grow, their milestone, whatever they do, I'm here by their side. So that for me is something that is priceless, that no amount of money can replace, or like more valuable than. So yeah, I think that for me is the biggest blessing, because not a lot of parents got that opportunity for some reason, but I felt blessed to have this freelancing to be able for me to afford that kind of liberty, that kind of freedom to be with my kids and still, you know, earn a living, to provide for them and be able to give the comfort that I never thought I could provide when I was in the corporate, you know. So yeah, so that's it.
Oh, thank you. So we're ending the first section. We're not that yet, just the first section of this live interview. So we will move to the next section, which is Neri will share with us about the top three copywriting tips for freelancers. So go ahead, take it away.
Okay. So for the three tips that I want to share with you when it comes to copywriting for freelancers, the first one that I want to share with you is to focus on your client and not you when it comes to creating your content, when it comes to optimizing your profile, because we all know that we need like a strong online presence when it comes to our business, because our business mainly live online. So we need to have that solid online presence for us to establish our credibility as a freelancer, and also to inform the people that on our network that we serve this market and we serve this service to them. And so that's why it's important that you focus on the client, focus on them and not you, because it's really important that you connect with a client in a way that is very relatable for them. Because when we create our profile, for example, we don't need to like impress them with our credentials. Like I, like most freelancers in their profile tell about themselves. Like I am good in copywriting, for example, or I have a very high attention to detail. I have 10 years of experience working for this market or work, serving this service. But the thing is, clients don't care about that. They don't care about what you can do. What they care about is them. They have in their mind the question, what's in it for me, when they read your profile. So we need to focus on how we can help them instead. And we need to communicate that in our messaging. So that's why it's very important that even though we are talking about ourselves, like in our about page or in a, our about section, we should not focus on ourselves, but focus on the client. So you might be asking, Neri, how will I do that? Well, you have to focus on their problems. You have to emphasize what are their problems when it comes to their business and how your service can help solve those problems. So that is how you will position yourself when it comes to creating your profile so that they know, ah, okay, Neri is a copywriter, so he can help me write better messaging for my business because he knows how to use persuasive words in order to convert prospects into buyers and buyers to raving fans. So basically that is how you will create your profile to make it more compelling. All right. So number two, tip number two is you need to niche down and specialize. So a lot of freelancers like offers like a range of services and they mention that it is something like they offer digital marketing services, for example. So digital marketing services, as we all know, encompasses a lot of services. So it's not just copywriting, it could also be social media marketing, it could also be paid advertising, what else? SEO, funnels, and all that. So there are a lot. But in order for you to stand out, for you to differentiate yourself, you need to be popular, you need to be known for a certain niche and a certain service. Why? Because it's easier to understand, right? So that's why I highly encourage aspiring freelancers to choose just one offer and one offer and one market, right? So do not offer multiple or more than one skill or serve to more than one market because that will confuse your audience. And aside from that, you will be also forgotten. Like if you offer a lot of services or a lot of, or you're serving a lot of markets, it will not stick to your audience mind who really is your market or who really, what really is your skill. So it's hard to differentiate yourself. And if you are offering the same services with other freelancers, that it will be very hard for you to be recognized by your clients. And the last thing that we want is for them to not recognize you, right? So by niching down and by specializing, you will become known for a certain thing. So that's why, like, if you are in a community of freelancers and you are known, like, for example, so in my case, let's take my case as an example. So I offer copywriting services for course creators. So whenever a course creator need a copywriting services, my network will know that I offer that, that I am the one who specializes in that. So it is easier for them to recommend me to that course creator because they know that I offer that service and that is what I specialize in. So that's number two. So number three is very important. You have to speak the language of your target market. So when I say language, it's the words that they use when they are talking about their business, right? So that it involves their challenges, what their goals are, what their businesses are all about. You might be asking why it's important that we speak their language. Well, if you speak their language, it's more likely that they will know that you understand them. And that will create that a connection with them through your messaging. So they, in turn, they will trust you because they know that you understand them. It's like a friend, right? Your friend know your problems. They know what you have been through. They know what makes you happy. So they know how to talk to you, right? You are sharing the same language. So it's easier for you to communicate with your friends, right? The same thing goes with your clients. When talking to clients, when you're creating content, when you're creating your profile, you have to use the language that they're using. Because if not, you will not connect with them and they will feel that you don't know them, right? Like, for example, millennials use like abbreviations, right? The FRFR or SMH. But if you talk to like millennials, the Gen Zs, the boomers, I should say, the boomers, the baby boomers, they will not understand that FRFR. What is that? What they only know is maybe ILY or ASL, right? So if you don't know the language, then you'll not be able to create that connection with them. So that's why you have to know the language that your target market is using. So you might be asking, how will I know that? Well, you have to talk to them, right? When you are having a conversation with them via chat or maybe on a call, maybe a networking call, whatever, you can ask them those questions. What are their challenges? What are their desire? Why do they get into the business? What goal do they want to achieve out of the business, right? By doing that, you'll have a database of the mess, of the things that they want or the problems that they have, and you will be able to use that in your messaging so that when they see your content, they will know that, okay, we're sharing the same language. It gives that perception that you understand them, right? And when they have that perception, they usually think that you have the solution to their problem, right? And if you can describe their challenges and desire better than they can tell themselves, then that means that you've done your copywriting right. And it will be easier for you to convert that prospect into a client. So those are my three tips when it comes to connecting to your clients, when it comes to getting more clients. So number one is focus on them and not you. Number two is niche down and specialize. And number three, speak the language of your target market. So basically that's it.
Yay. Now I'm curious what FRFR means.
let's give Siscons a quiz. Pop quiz. What is FRFR? What is NGL?
Actually, I didn't know about that until I do a research for a talk inside a tribe. So I use that as like an engagement mechanism, like type FRFR, and then the millennials are saying, "Wow,
good thing." Good thing I have teens over here, so I'm updated. I have to keep up. really, I have to keep up. They have their own language.
Yeah.
I don't have a teenager anymore. She's 26. Anyway, thank you for the wonderful day. Very, very insightful, especially when it comes to literally speaking the language of your target. I now can relate. Anyway, we'll move ahead with the next section, which is the fast Q&A round. It's Bell.
Yeah, so this is our chance to get to know how Neri chooses her favorite things. So fast, this is what we call the fast Q&A round. So first question, cake or pie?
Pie.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Every language in the world.
The last movie or series you watched?
The Gray Man.
Oh, interesting. Where is that? On Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay. Last song playing on your mind, your LSS.
A song from Pink. I don't know if what's that song? I forgot the title, but I also forgot maybe, the lyrics.
Maybe they want you to sing it.
I can check. Let me double check that. What did I? I don't think it will. It has the lyrics perfect.
Yeah. I think I know what you're referring to.
So yeah.
So you're safe. We won't force you to sing. Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
The last book that you've read.
The Storyteller's Secret.
Wow. The top three people that you follow.
Mel Robbins, Rob Dial, Simon Sinek.
Yay. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Bait. Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Thank you. That's it.
Thank I'm sorry. You. Thank you.
Thank you.
We lost you for a few seconds. Yeah. So that concludes our fast Q&A round. Yay.
So for those who are watching on the replay, you can still ask your questions. We will relay them to Neri so she can answer your questions. Any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Freelancing and life in general is like a game. And if you want to win the game, you have to take it seriously. Like, you have to play the game and exert extra effort. So it's not really easy to get into freelancing. But if you just have the focus, the determination, and the why, the deep why, to get into it, then it's possible for you to succeed in this industry. And you have the power to really write your own game, like how you want to design your freelancing business or even your life in general. It is in your control for you to be able to do that. And you have to believe that you can. And know that you have to find the right mentors who can guide you through the path. And be in the right community to be able to really get through it. Because it's really not easy to be alone in freelancing. So that's why I'm very thankful that I'm in a community, not just in the tribe, but also in the copywriting community. So you get to learn, and at the same time, you have that assurance that everything will be fine, because there are a lot of people who will support you and who will help you get through that rough patch in your freelancing journey. But as you continue to doing it, just make sure that you are ready, and there's no turning back, because the rewards are very, very huge in this industry, as long as you consistently do the action and make it work. So yeah, basically that's it.
Thank you so much. And of course, let's continue discussing the program that you have. You can share that now.
Actually, it's not my program, but Coach Miguel Companer's program. I don't know if it's open right now, but the other program is the Freelance Movement Tribes program, which will be opening soon. But for now, we have a 12-day client getting challenge, which will happen on May 29. So if you want to join, you can do so by, I forgot the link. What's the link?
Maybe we can just, yeah, Connie will just add it in the description.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and also,
yeah, so I will provide the link later.
Okay, so if you want to connect with Neri, feel free to visit the description. I believe I shared her pages already, so feel free to visit and support her. And we will update it when it comes to 12-day challenges. The tribe is having a 12-day challenge before the actual launch or the open enrollment for the Freelance Movement Tribe. So this challenge is actually free. So just visit the description. We will update this with the link. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Neri, for your time. But before we end, let's have a closing prayer, Isabel.
Okay, let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients and our audiences. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Neri and her loved ones. Lord, continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
And before we end, let's check the comments first. Hold on, sorry. Okay. Justin said, I'm a sister in playing the game. It can be hard sometimes, though. I always say, know your limits. Your words are dead on. Sorry if my way of speaking is misunderstood sometimes. Filipinos to Filipinos, because Justin is American.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, Justin. Using a phone in my fingers are too.
I think no, there's also another comment here. Naisip ko sa last song playing ay Clue, Rick Roll.
That. Sorry.
Rickroll. Ay, siscons. Yeah. Please explain.
Not updated. Sorry. So, I actually, before we end, I actually say this book again, because you can do this along with the 12-day client. So just visit conizabala.com/VA book to know more about this book. Again, Neri, thank you. Thank you so much for granting our invitation. We hope to see you. If you have any programs opening, we want to guest you again. Just let us know. And for our viewers, feel free to connect with Neri and support her. Bye, everyone. We'll see you on Thursday for another live.
Thank you.
Monday first. Monday first for another live praise and worship session. And on Thursday for another special guest again. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.